My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
ESPN.
David Cobb writes about college football and college basketball for CBS Sports. You follow him on Twitter, on X, at David W. Cobb. Cobb, sorry we're late to get to you. I apologize. That's on me. I think I want to start here because I got a Tennessee-Memphis question I want to ask you about in a little bit. But I think the other – like, I was realizing this yesterday when Mike Gundy, of course, gives his answer, which, by the way, I'm sorry. I'm not buying the – I was talking about the thousands of stupid things that I've done. Like, I watched the clip 4 times. He was clearly talking about there's been a bunch of times in his life that he's had a beer and drove. I don't – I for the record, like, I'm not sitting here and saying, like, this is evil. I just can't stand when he doubles down on the – that's not what I was saying. It's like, no, it was what you're saying. Like, I don't – you know what I mean? Like, it's just kind of backtracking, but – I think the overall point is, how can Oklahoma State believe that they're too good for Will Wade and yet still be like, no matter what, we're ride or die with Gundy? And I'm going to be only specify this. I like Mike Gundy. I think he's a very good football coach. But like, to me, it's like they really were high and mighty that they were above hiring Will Wade.
You can only have so much chaos on your campus at once.
That's a good point.
Well, Ole Miss is kind of, you know, they like to test that theory a little bit.
Well, I mean, I told you that was my pipe dream, was that Beard took Arkansas, and then Ole Miss was going to have to deal with the question of, should we? Why not?
Yeah, Oklahoma State, Mike Gundy, Will Wade on campus at once. I was watching Big 12 Media Days live when Gundy said this, and it almost didn't register to me that, like, oh, yeah, this is going to go viral. It really didn't register. Because I'm just like, oh, this is just Gundy being Gundy, and I'm sure he has had 3 beers and then driven home 1,000 times. I mean, Stillwater's the kind of place where he can probably do what he wants when he wants, and, you know, he can probably get pulled over there and just kind of wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and not have to worry about it, you know?
No, I mean, that's the other thing. It's like, I mean, how many, you know, there's, I would imagine most, if you are someone that has consumed alcohol, I would imagine most people have had a couple of beers and got behind the wheel. Like, I'm with him. Now, what I actually thought was more interesting overall, I still can't believe they brought Ollie Gordon.
Yeah, I can't either. That was crazy. And, I mean, he got a ton of questions about the DUI. Like, the entire – yesterday turned into a referendum on, like, Oklahoma State and Mike Gundy and how you handle DUIs. And on the one hand, you actually are like, wow, like, good for Ollie Gordon for coming and facing the music, and good for Oklahoma State on, like, giving him the opportunity to do that.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, you're like,
I can't believe this is happening.
This is kind of bold. Yeah. So I really don't know. I don't really know what the strategy there was, other than, like, Mike Gundy does what he wants when he wants.
Well, it was just hilarious. Like, in stark contrast, I was laughing yesterday when DJU did out the ultimate, like, tell your story of, you know, when he's doing the PR move of, I'm grateful to be invited to speak at kickoff, but since I wasn't here last year, like, I'm not good enough to go, paraphrasing a little bit. literally, dude, it's like the ACC kickoff. It's not about last year. It's literally about this year. But it's like, yeah, I don't really want to go and face Clemson people.
It sounded to me like he's got an agent that was like, you know what the NFL draft execs will love? Is if you put your new team ahead of yourself and don't go to ACC media days, and we'll put out a nice graphic, and everybody will say like how great of a leader you are. Like, let's do that.
See, that's
like,
interesting. That's interesting. You went that way because you know what my first instinct was? Oh, that's a Norvell operation. I've seen that one up close and personal. That man knows. Yeah. That man knows how to spin a tail.
Yeah, I mean, like it very well. It was way too like orchestrated. Like,
yeah.
To be honest, like we knew that was coming like before you put it out there. So like,
well, it was also written. It was written better than like most of the essays I wrote in college.
Right. So they're making a really big deal out of the fact that he's not going to the ACC football kickoff, which it just seems to me also like if you're DJU, why would you even really want to go? Like he went twice with Clemson. You know, when he was the quarterback there, and he's done there. He's done it. He's been there. He's done that. He's gone through all that before. He's gotten a cool suit and gotten to fly on the charter plane and do all the interviews. Like, my man's in his, what, fifth season of college football? Like, there's a part of him that's got to be like, oh, thank goodness I don't have to go, you know, do this thing again.
Yeah, it actually got me thinking, and I know maybe we're somewhat maybe hurting our own case. Like, I'm starting to wonder – like, what is going to be the future of, like, all these organized media events? Because, like, on the one hand, like, everyone kind of has to go. Like, you know what I mean? At a certain point. But it's like, if we start getting fewer and fewer players, like, I do think at some point someone's going to, like, ask, we're spending money here. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be real curious to see, like, what the old school media turnout is in Dallas for SEC Media Days next week, because they are moving the event from the heart of where it's historically been held. I mean, Hoover, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Nashville, Tennessee. Like, that's it. Like, that's where SEC Media Days has been. And now they're moving the thing out to Texas. Like what about all the Alabama fan sites and, like, Alabama bloggers and, like, Alabama tweeters and stuff who have been getting credentialed for that thing for years? And then not only that, like, you've got, like, the literal newspapers that are under an actual budget crunch, like more so than they ever have been. And, you know, they can't just put people on planes and send them to Dallas to go do interviews. Like that's cost prohibitive. So, I mean, at what point do these things just morph into something that's exclusively for television? I mean, I think we're kind of already there.
Like, yeah. I mean, I think the answer is it's like some people it seems to me like more now it's like people just feel obligated to go. It's like people are afraid of what the pushback is if they didn't go, when you and I both know the reality is you're getting basically the exact same stuff if you're just watching it on TV.
Well, I remember as a beat writer, it was beneficial for me. Like, so when I was covering Tennessee, I went to SEC Media Days in 2017 and 2018. For the Chattanooga Times Free Press. And, you know, you come up on July and then into August, and it's helpful for, like, generating season previews articles about the teams that you don't normally get to cover. Like, it was rare that I would go to one of those things and get, like, some great new insight on the Volunteers that I wasn't already getting in Knoxville. But where it would help me was I could go around and do, like, okay, for instance, Tennessee opened the 2017 season against Georgia Tech. And at that SEC Media Days, I asked a bunch of teams who had played Georgia Tech the previous year or who had played other triple option schemes, like, hey, like, what are the tricks? Like, how did you guys prepare for the triple option? Like, you know, what's the difficulty in getting ready? Like, so I was able to, like, generate good stories, but it wasn't because it was from the team I was covering. It was from the other team. So, like, if you're going to go, you got to have a strategy. You don't just go and then just sit there and grandeur of it all. Like, you got to have, like, a really good approach on, like, how to actually get meaningful content out of it.
Yeah, I mean, I just think back to, I think you're right. Like, when I was covering Ole Miss, it was honestly more beneficial to kind of, like, go and talk to other people and see, like, kind of scuttlebutt they were hearing. Last time I covered it, though, I will never forget where I was. That was I had two people come up to me because I was doing Radio Row, and I went up that escalator to, you know, to go up to, like, the ballroom where they did the coach, you know, the podium stuff. And as I get to the top of the escalator, I had two people, like, run up to me and they go, "Have you heard?" And I was like, "What?" And they're like, "It's going to drop." Freeze was with hookers. And after I got done laughing for 15 minutes and then tap dancing, like, sure enough, I mean, I think it was, like, literally, I think it was, because if you remember that media days, Freeze looked like he had seen, like, a ghost up front.
Yeah, I was there. I was at that one. Because that was the one with the Houston Nut stuff, right?
Yes, because they found it. Tom Mars was representing Houston Nut, and they found the numbers, and then they gave it to Steve Robertson, who's like a fanatic Mississippi State guy that covers him for like Scout, or he used to be at Scout. I don't know where he is now. And he was the one that like actually really broke it, really, for the most part.
The drama is the best part of SEC media days, because you got the Hugh Freeze thing. Then I remember like the Johnny Manziel autograph.
That was my
first SEC media days experience in 2013, and I was in college, and I was just like, just blown away, like, by the attention on Johnny Manziel. And then, you know what, like 3 or 4 years ago, we get, during SEC media days, a leak from Texas A&M that Texas and OU are about to be invited into the SEC. Like, so when we get that drama, that's when it's at its best. I don't know what the drama is going to be this year, though.
That is a good question, because it feels kind of like, I don't know, I've got this theory that this season's kind of like a setup episode to, like, if you watch Thrones, like, it's the setup episode before the episode where everybody kills each other. I think there's going to be a lot of feeling out. Like, they want to see, you know, how does the schedule work? What are the TV numbers? Find out how ESPN's feeling. It feels to me that there's like a lot of snakes like lying in the grass, but I feel like this could be like a feel out season. So it could end up being a fairly anticlimactic media days.
Well, I am curious to see like how much bravado Texas puts out there. Like, I think Texas is feeling pretty good about itself right now. Like, winning the Big 12 for the first time since 2009, making the college football playoff. They got a Heisman contender back at quarterback. Like I think Texas is kind of feeling itself right now. And now they're going to feel like it's a friendly media environment, because this thing is going to be in Dallas. Like, it's going to be a lot of familiar faces there. Like, I think they might be puffing their chest out a little bit in a way that, like, could rub some of the old SEC folks the wrong way. Like, that's kind of what I'm interested in, is does Texas come out and act like they already own this league? Because they're used to owning the Big 12 and being the main attraction. But, you know, they might be out a little ahead of their skis if they don't play it cool next week.
Well, I'm curious to know this. Have we had an official ruling of how the SEC is going to treat horns down? I guarantee we're going to get a lot of what's the SEC's stance on horns down questions.
Ooh, yeah. I'm sure Sankey will get grilled on that. That'll be, honestly, that'll be one of the more interesting moments, is Sankey on the podium. And then, yeah, he's going to get asked about horns down for sure. You know, it's not going to be in the new NCAA video game. I saw that, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, my deal is, if you're going to allow other teams to do the Gator Chomp, like, to the Gators mocking, like, you have to allow horns down.
Yeah, it's like the most harmless hand gesture. Like, well, it's not like an actual obscene gesture.
The other part of it, though, is I think part of the thrill of it is watching how mad they get.
Absolutely.
I've had so many friends from Texas and like that are Texas people. I've been like, you have to explain this to me. Why is this so offensive to y'all? No one has ever given me anything that remotely resembles like a satisfactory answer.
It defies logic, like how mad they get about it. But oh, you best believe every SEC stadium in the league is going to be just horns down everywhere. I mean, the introduction that they're going to get to the SEC is pretty brutal. Not necessarily by like the quality of the opponent, because their SEC schedule is pretty favorable. They host Texas, and that's like their toughest game, obviously. But they get them in Austin.
You mean Georgia?
Texas hosts Georgia, but Texas has to play at Arkansas. They've got to play at they got to go to A&M, right? So like that's going to be interesting, like, because those are going to be hornet's nest environments. Like, those are two fan bases that have been yearning like to get their crack at Texas in their home stadium, and those are going to be like very, very hostile environments. And Texas doesn't really get a lot of that, because the Oklahoma game every year is always on the neutral. And like, I understand that Oklahoma State and Texas Tech are pretty rowdy and really like difficult places to play. But I look at the SEC, and it's almost on another level than, like, T-Boone picking stadium and going to Lubbock. Like, you know, you're talking about going to Arkansas. Like, that's just not even a mid-tier SEC venue, or maybe it is a mid-tier, but the mid-tier SEC venues
are still pretty hostile.
Better. Yeah, they're as good or better than, you know, the toughest road environments that Texas was playing in as a member of the Big 12, because they never went to Norman. That game was always on a neutral. So, I mean, it's just going to be a whole new world for the Longhorns. I'm not totally convinced that they're 100% ready for it.
No, it's interesting you mentioned that, because my college roommate, he's a big Georgia fan, and our junior year, Georgia was playing at Oklahoma State, and Georgia was getting, like, all these questions about, are you ready for the noise of T-Boone Pickens Stadium? Like, we played at Neyland, and there was 105,000 people. We're going to be, we're used to noise. Like, we can deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. And actually, it's interesting. Arguably the toughest game on Texas's schedule from a road perspective.
At Michigan?
Yeah, like, that one's kind of overlooked. Like, they got to go to Ann Arbor in the second game of the season. And, like, I am not convinced at this point that Michigan's going to have a great offense, but I'm a pretty firm believer that their defense is going to be pretty salty. So that's going to be a huge test, a potential early derailment there for the Texas title hopes. I mean, obviously you can withstand a loss, especially in the 12-team era, but you know that one's kind of just sneakily sitting there on Texas's schedule.
All right, I said I had a Memphis, Tennessee question for you. It's a toss up. I'm not going to tell you the number. I'll tell you the number afterwards. But you just have to straight up gut take. If I say you'd rather bet on Tennessee to make the playoff, or you'd rather bet on Memphis to make the playoff, who would you take?
I'd pick Tennessee, because you have more room for error. You could maybe even lose three games if you're Tennessee and still get in. Memphis won't have that much margin for error.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the odds are the same. I think Tennessee's like plus 140. And then Memphis right now over ESPN Bet is plus 800. I was a little surprised. They only have the third best odds for G5 teams. And
so they're behind Boise and Liberty?
They are indeed. The problem is, when you start to game it out, I just really think Liberty's going to have to be undefeated, and I think everyone else is going to have to at least have two losses. Like, I just think it's going to get held against them. I know they're not supposed to. But what we saw last year is going to get held against them. And then, to me, it's like when you start to look at Boise's schedule, it's a pretty tough schedule, man. Like, you know, not only do you have Oregon week two, they have like a weird starting the season at Georgia Southern. And you know it's going to be like 105 degrees there. And then they also have to play both Oregon State, Washington State. I think they get UNLV. Like, they basically get like the top of the league teams. It's a fairly daunting schedule, and it's like for Memphis, it's like, okay, yeah, you got these three games on the road, but like you're going to be favored probably in all three of them.
You know, the other thing that differentiates Boise State and Memphis to me, in Memphis's favor, is just the proven commodity at quarterback.
Well, and furthermore, like, I know he did a good job, and it's still going to be essentially a first-year head coach.
No doubt. And everybody assumes that Malachi Nelson, a former five-star quarterback, is going to light it up at Boise State. But that is merely an assumption. There is nothing to back that up. I mean, he threw one pass last year at USC. And so, yeah, he had five stars next to his name as a prospect. But I will take the 12,000 yards of collegiate production that we've got from Seth Hennigan at this point. I will take that over the five-star prospect who's thrown one pass. That's a pretty big differentiating factor in my mind if you're looking for a reason to pick Memphis over Boise.
All right. Well, next time I'll talk to you, we will both have played the video game.
Oh, man. I can't wait. I'm like a kid. Like, I mean, this is like December the 19th, and we're 6 days away from Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, this is a game. I remember buying it like at midnight some years. Like, you'd go to like Walmart and go and get it because Walmart was open 24 hours. And you'd be like waiting for them to like cut the box open. Like, I remember that.
And I missed that. Like, because now I don't know how video games work, and so I'm downloading it and I'm like, do I have to, like, am I gonna be able to download it at midnight? Like, how does that work? I don't even know.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
All right, man, thanks.
That is David Cobb, of course, of CBS Sports. Right now, over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, our friends are having the summer of 1,000 engagements. That means you can get 40% off all engagement rings, and also you can get a free summer vacation with every purchase of $24.95 or more. If you spend $24.95 or more, you can get a three-night hotel stay in places like Myrtle Beach, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hilton Head, Anaheim, and Las Vegas. You spend $49.95 or more, get a $500 airfare credit and a three-night stay at a resort in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, the Bahamas, or select Caribbean islands. Spend $79.95 or more, get a four-night Carnival cruise that leaves from New Orleans with a $200 onboard credit. Or you can get a $500 airfare credit plus a three-night stay in Orlando or Las Vegas, as well as a $200 Visa gift card. It's the best place to get an engagement ring. It's where I got my wife's engagement ring. I cannot stress enough how easy and how just comfortable the entire process was. You can even go in there with something as simple as a picture idea and walk away with a custom engagement ring. They also have hundreds of ready-to-wear engagement rings available as well. You can also ask now and pay later with great financing options like 24 months, no interest, or take up to 60 months to pay with a low APR. There's 5 locations in Memphis and Little Rock, or you can shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, all at better prices.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.